Tyler Perry has got two BET shows, The Oval and Sisters. TP, what is your process? How do you come up with these shows and write them? And for instance, how did you come up with the idea of doing The Oval and Sisters?
Wait, Tom, this Wednesday? It's this Wednesday?
That's what my notes say.
Man, time is flying. It's this Wednesday. Wow. Wow. I tell you, the thing about it is just watch it. I didn't want to do a political show. I wanted to do a show about the people in the White House for some reason. I just thought that would be interesting now to see what happens upstairs in the residence when they go upstairs. I should, cause not like I really want to know what's happening in the real White House.
So
it's not a political show, but we followed the first couple upstairs to the residence. We followed the FBI agents home, the Secret Service agents home. We followed the maids and butlers home. So it's all of those people that whose lives we track. And if you like Have and Have Nots, this show is on steroids. So that's why I tell people, give it four episodes. If you ain't hooked, I don't know what to tell you then, because it's amazing. Sisters is a black Sex in the City with these four young women who are dating, doing well. And because, look, this story came from me finally, me listening to some of the women in my office talking about being in their 30s. Man, the stories that they told, I was like, this has got to be on television. So, yeah.
So that's how you came up with Sisters, listening to the people in the office?
Yeah, so I got three producers, Crystal Hazlett, Angie, Beyonce, and Kala, and Kayla, I sat down with them for 2 hours, listened to them talk about their dating stories, and I went away, came back in 2 weeks with 24 scripts.
24?
Man,
yes. So I made them producers on the show, and last night we had a screening in Atlanta, and man, people are loving them. So I'm telling you, that's why more people come home to BET. Come see it. Just come this Wednesday. Check the shows out. Go to Twitter. I want to know what you guys are saying, because I'm telling you, I wrote this for the folks.
And Tyler, it's amazing what happens when people listen to the folks around them. And you got 24 episodes out of this. And what about the casting for it? Were they involved in the casting as well, your new producers?
They weren't involved in the casting, but I got to tell you, I'm so proud of these people, man. When I got my star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, I heard Idris and Carrie talking about what the moment working for me did to shift their lives to where they are now. And I feel like these young faces, especially these four women who are on Sisters, they're so beautiful. And the cast on The Oval, the beautiful people. And I'm hoping that people will support them, and all these new faces there'll be a shift in their lives as well, because you know it was us, Tom. It was black folks. It was us, Sybil, who built my studio, and it was us who invested in me. And I want us to invest in these people that, like, even the Haves. If you look at the cast from where they started to where they are now, it's just been incredible.
Yeah, and that was one great thing also about the Saturday night event at your studio. Not only with the naming of the sound stages, but also the stars that you gave to folks who got their start with your productions, and that was really special.
Yeah.
The money that you generate.
They weren't ready.
They were not.
What's one of the things that's amazing about you for me, Tyler, is that the money that you generate for other people and other interests, it is just, when you sit down and think about all the money that comes from Tyler and goes other places through, you know, people in front of the camera, behind the camera, to catering, yeah. If you sit down and think about all the money that you have generated, it's just mind-boggling to me.
Man, I try not to sit there and think about it, because then all the deals have to change.
and you work like your rent is due.
Yeah, but that's the thing, man. I don't get people who listen. I respect everybody, all the artists and everything, but I ain't finna sit down. My thing is, when I got my shot, I said I was gonna run till I couldn't run no more. So yeah. I work like I'm broke. That's the key. If you want to really make it, I don't care how much money you have. Work like you're broke. And listen, I'm getting on a plane right now, working like I'm broke.
Yeah, yeah.
It ain't coach, but I'm still working. Like
and it's, as Bishop Jake said, you know, you get to 10 and then you start all over again and you go and you keep going.
That's another level for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Tyler, I know sometimes you just take off and you go places. Like I remember last year, a year before, you came to see Anita Baker on the cruise ship. You just showed up. Have you seen Jill Scott perform?
Don't do it, Tom. Don't tell. What's the lineup, man? What's the lineup?
Oh, okay, this is only the top three: Usher, Jill Scott, and Alicia Keys.
Come on, man. Come on.
Just take off one day.
I'll be there. We'll figure it out.
I know you've seen Usher. I know you've seen Alicia Keys. Have you seen Jill Scott?
I have. I've seen Jill a few times.
Okay.
And I've seen her get nasty with that microphone. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so here we have on Wednesday the premiere of the
Oval
and Sisters on VET.
And no microphones will be assaulted.
I'm in there. Thanks, Tyler.
Travel safe, bro.
Thank you, guys.
Tell Tamara I said hello. Too.